Today's episode is very special because we have my son here and we have our guest, Simon Arnold. Ladies and gentlemen, give Simon a big round of applause. Simon, first off, thank you so very much for being here. And then we're speaking today in reference to ADHD month awareness and trying to bring awareness to all of the listeners and to everyone else out there in the world who may not know exactly what this is, but they may be dealing with it, right? Because we honestly did not know. Our son got diagnosed when he was about 5 years old, and we're going to dive into some deep things, and we appreciate you all for being here. So before we begin, though, would you talk to everyone, Simon, tell them who you are, what you do, so they can get to know you a little bit more as well before we get into everything we're doing.
Of course. Thank you very much for inviting me on the podcast today. This is brilliant. My name's Simon Arnold, and I'm better known as the 13-Hour Life Coach. I've written a book called The 13-Hour Life Coach, and for 3 years, I was diagnosed with ADHD as well, and I wrote about loads of success strategies that I use in my daily life, and I talked to guests on a podcast about it. So this is why I'm here today. Speaking to you guys, I guess.
Absolutely. No, we love that. And I thank you about it. And we're going to tell everyone about your podcast here. I think it's called a 13-hour. Can you tell the name of it?
The 13-hour Life Coach
podcast. Okay, perfect. So for podcast, our listeners, if you're interested, also make sure you tune into Simon's podcast as well. You can get some great information. And we're going to introduce to have our son, my son, tell a little bit about himself for all of the listeners. Make sure to remember to talk loud, okay? So tell them who you are, how old you are, and tell them what you like to do.
My name is Giovanni Clark. I'm 8 years old. I like to play outside with my friends and play some chess.
Just play chess. He just started chess club. So he's taking
That's
up
pretty
my
cool.
heart. Oh, he's taking up my heart. I love me some chess as well. So, yeah. So one of the things that we want to kind of get some information from you as well is, you know, when my wife and I first found out that, you know, he was going through this process of being diagnosed, it was off the wall energy and he was just moving. And I think as most parents, we attribute that to just being a young kid. We said, hey, he's just five. He's just bouncing off the wall. But then we started seeing other things with focus and everything like that. And eventually we went into medicine. And I know some people have different feelings about that. So if you're talking to the listeners right now, Simon, and someone's probably saying, you know what, that sounds like my kid. We're going to have Giovanni ask you a couple of questions in a second. But first, what would you say to some listeners who are probably feeling like, man, that sounds like my kid. I'm feeling overwhelmed. Any kind of advice you would give to them?
Well, my podcast is about, you know, talking about ADHD for people that have ADHD and for people that have it as well. Yeah. Mostly for adults, but I think we can, you know, we're all together with ADHD, whether we're kids or whether we're adults as well. And it is just seeing certain areas like focus, you know, challenges that are different to other people in a way, and just being able to deal with that the best we can.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. And so my co-host said he has a question for you. So let's shift it over to him. So Giovanni, what's the question that you have for our guest?
What are some ways you can settle with ADHD?
Okay, so let's try it again. So we're going to slow down and we're just going to read every word, okay? So start there. Go ahead.
What are some ways an adult with ADHD can help focus?
Wow, that sounds very different than the first time you said it. Okay, so his question is, what are some ways maybe an adult with ADHD can help focus? Maybe if they are undiagnosed, some adults go a long time without even being diagnosed and they have it. So are there any signs that they can look out for, or some ways that if they do have it and they are on medicine, how can they maybe focus?
Well, I think, you know, folk, we feel everything when we've got ADHD. So bringing feeling into our life is really, really important. Yeah. I find I've got a few things that I wanted to show you that help with my focus.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
So, So, Giovanni, if you're in the classroom, for example, I'm showing you a pencil here, and it's embossed on each level here. So
Okay.
you can feel what you're writing. It increases your focus. You can get the feedback. It's wonderful. I'll show you some other things that I use as well.
Yes,
I've got
please.
some dice. I've got some dice here. So, and let's see.
There you
Here
go.
we are.
Oh, back to you. Yep, okay.
And some more dice. Where am I going? Here
Right.
as well.
Oh, bring it to your
And
left, I think. Okay. There we go. Ah,
so
there you go.
here.
Perfect.
So if I've got something to do, maybe I've got some homework to do. I mean, kids have got homework, we've got our paperwork to do. I'll throw the dice and think, brilliant, I've got 8 minutes to do it, or 10 minutes to do it. You know,
Wow.
I'd definitely use that.
Yeah.
In my kitchen, I have a bench which is wavy. So I know that my fingers and hands are moving all the time, so I can just go along this bench and feel that I'm still here, that I get the feedback. And the last thing
Okay. So he's
are
on
my bare
sneakers.
are my barefoot shoes.
Okay.
And barefoot shoes you can wear indoors, you can wear them outdoors, and you can feel everything. You feel the floor. Giovanni, if you're going onto the playground, you can go outside, you can climb up all the wood, and you can actually feel the wood on your feet. So this it's called sensory feedback. It's really what we feel. And the more you can use things that you get a good feeling back from, is how anyone really with ADHD, or they think they have it, can
Sure.
improve their focus and live a better life.
I love that. Do you want some barefoot shoes so you can go run outside in the park and it feels like you don't have shoes on? Yeah. Yes. And I can understand what you're saying there because it's almost like a tactile thing where, like, for example, the wavy bench, it's almost a thing where their mind, if their mind is sitting still, it's not still sitting still, you know, because there's
Yeah.
they may feel like, whoa, I might fall, or so it's just another way, I guess, to keep their mind going in a sense. Because I know with ADHD, if there's a sense of complacency, if they get bored, then it's like the mind races and everything starts to happen there. And I love that. So for all the listeners out there, if you feel like you have a child that's very off the wall, maybe try some of this with what Simon's saying. Try some tactile things, pencils where their fingers are feeling the indentions on the pencils and so forth. So
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. And so I think we have another question, that Giovanni's
Okay.
ready. You ready for the second question?
Sure.
All right, go for it. Big and loud into the mic.
What are some issues you think kids with ADHD might have?
What are
I
some issues?
think, you know, I've got two kids as well, and one of them's 9 and one of them's 15, and we talk a lot. And I think people with ADHD and kids, we just get told off a lot, to be honest. And it's not really nice. So if we can try, like I was showing you with all these things to focus on, if you can bring in things that you feel, you know, that are a part of you, that help you. Colors are certainly a really good thing. I also have a little card. I want to visit Seattle, so you know, that's my goal. And these are good things to kind of offset being told off for things. Maybe I can't finish my homework properly, or maybe I forgot my books for the next day or something. And yeah, that's a big problem. And I would just try and find some things that cheer me up a little bit.
I definitely can understand that. And that's one of the things that's really great with that because, I know people are very dismissive of him. He told us one day his crush, he has a crush in school. 8 years old, third grader, he has a crush. And
Okay.
his crush, I don't think she's going to listen to this, so she's not going to know. He's like, don't say it, Dad. But his crush told him that he talks too much.
No.
So, what did
Yeah.
she say?
She said,
Go ahead, you can say it.
No, she's not my crush anymore.
Oh, not anymore. Okay, she was his crush then. So I guess she's not the crush because she told him that. But it's like you said, the people are very dismissive. One, because they don't understand it. And then two, is because for some people, if they don't know about it, then it just seems like, okay, yeah, this person is talking way too much. And so they may tell him to stop talking, or they may not pay him attention. So I definitely understand that, and I sincerely appreciate it. And so he said something to us that was very, very, it really hit us one time. He was talking to us, and he told my wife, he said, when he doesn't take his medicine, because sometimes he rushing, he forgot it. He said he feels like his head is moving all the time or something. And for an 8-year-old, that is so like profound to be able to express your body now.
Yeah.
So his body now moves when he doesn't take his medicine. And that's so profound because we always encourage him. And I think parents who have kids with ADHD to express, let their kids express their feelings, right? We want him to tell us when he's feeling sad or feeling whatever. And I want him to be himself. The other day he told me he wanted to wear mismatched shoes, 2 different shoes to school. And so I was like, go for it. Go for it. I said, but I tried to prepare him. I said, some other kids might say something, but just be prepared if they do, but be who you are. And I absolutely love that. And my wife just mentioned something to me, and she wanted him to explain what goes through his head and what helps him focus. And then we're going to come to your last question. So, Giovanni, can you explain to other kids out there who's listening to this, who may have ADHD, what goes through your head and what helps you focus? Let's do it first. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're listening to this, this is something that we have to do all the time. We have to give him one assignment at a time. I just gave him 2 questions in one. And we have to, so if we tell him to do chores, it's 1 chore at a time. Otherwise, it doesn't get done, right?
That's the best thing to do, yeah.
So can you tell Simon and everyone else who's listening, what goes through your head in a normal day if you're sitting down in class or you're just feeling bored? What are you thinking about? What's going through your mind?
What are we going to learn?
What are you going to learn? Okay, and is there anything else? Tell them what's going through your mind.
That's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, just one thing all day. What are we going to learn? All right, so then what helps you focus? What do you think helps you focus?
Look at what everybody else is doing.
Okay, can you expound on that? Can you tell a little bit more of what do you mean? Are there any, like Simon was saying, colors? Are there anything that, you know, you may see in class if something changes in class? If maybe they move the desk around, does that kind of make you go, like, what's going on? My world is different now.
Sometimes when I move around, I'm not used to that kind of spot.
Okay. And Simon, do you have, like, maybe some questions or anything for Giovanni himself, like, you want to throw out or anything you'd like to know for the listeners who might be thinking about it?
I just wanted to say, I mean, when, you know, I take medication as well, so don't feel like you're the only one that takes it. It is quite normal for us. And yeah, I mean, you know, if I'm in a class environment, then the birds outside would be really, really loud.
Right.
And, you know, I can actually hear the teacher either writing with chalk or even writing with a pen on the whiteboard as well. And I know what it's like to be look at everyone when, you know, you're in a class environment as well. And just understand that moving your feet and moving your hands is a normal thing. So please don't get too upset with that. It is normal for us. And just see that as a part of you. That is really just become comfortable with that if you can, if no one else is.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny you say that because just now he was kidding. My wife's laughing because his feet were flopping as he's sitting his feet. And I'm just like, and as someone who is so like maybe focused on things, those little things, I'm sitting here and I'm talking with you, but I see it. And for me, it has become a part of life. At the beginning, we're like, I'm like, hey, stop moving your feet, but it's part of who he is. So I've learned to adjust to it. And I think we have one last question. This is a funny question that he has, but he wanted to ask it. And that's one thing that we encourage. So with these questions that he was asking, we asked him to come up with the questions. We wanted this to feel like it was, he was actually a part of this, which he is, instead of my wife and I coming up with questions and just having him read it. Because we figured if he did it, then he would be more engaged within the conversation. So what's your last question for Simon?
Are there any famous kids with ADHD?
Are there any famous kids with ADHD? Wow. I think you should have asked Google that question. Do you happen to know of anyone off chance, by chance? I don't think I can think of any offhand. Wow, that's a cool question. Maybe you could be the first one if there's not any. Yeah? He's smiling, ladies and gentlemen. So
Giovanni's the one.
Yeah, you're the one, right? You're the one. Wanted to add, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I have an answer actually. Oh, and okay. She's now, I think, a young adult, but it's Simona Biles. And I used to do gymnastics as well when I was a kid. I'm not sure.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I used to do gymnastics for such a long time just because it was so much fun and doing somersaults and backflips. Yeah. You know, you probably do that in school as well, Giovanni, as well, I can imagine, at some point. But you know, she... Sorry?
He said he does cartwheels and front flips.
And side flips.
And side flips. Okay.
That's brilliant.
But what she was saying.
Yeah. And, you know, she's definitely a gold medal Olympian in gymnastics and just absolutely fantastic. So I think with kids and ADHD, we're not there yet. We just don't, you know, it's difficult to find some adults with it, really. But she's definitely got it. And it's wonderful.
That's so great. We're going to have to, I don't think he knows who that is, but we're going to show you a video and a picture of her. She does like gymnastics for the Olympics and stuff. So she's really, really good. So we'll show you a video of her later.
One of my friends at school, he does taekwondo and he's at a purple belt.
All right. That's very good.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He loves it. He always asks us that he wants to do things. And so, ladies and gentlemen, for the listeners, we really encouraged him to embrace this part of the podcast because my wife and I, we have ours, and he was asking us for a while to do it. And normally he will ask us to do something and then a day or two later, he forgets it. So we really didn't really embrace that too much, but he kept asking. So we were like, well, maybe he really wants to do this. And so we said, you know what, let's go for it. Let's have him be a part of things that we do instead of just telling him, you know, no, because by embracing his energy, his superpower, as we call it, ADHD is his superpower. We're allowing him to flourish instead of like covering it up, right? Instead of keeping him sheltered and so forth and telling him that what he has is not anything wrong. So if someone in the future says something about it, isn't ashamed of it. So I had one quick question as well that I wanted to ask. In our different cultures, as in America here, is ADHD or other things accepted, but or is it as frowned upon over there? Because I can tell you in America, it is still something that is, at least in my opinion, it's still kind of not a taboo subject that people don't want to talk about, or they don't want to say, yes, my kid has ADHD. They would just rather say, you know, he's or she is full of sugar or energy. So what would you say the difference is from here to where you're at?
Well, the kids get a lot of help with ADHD. So diagnosis, we shouldn't forget really that ADHD is a childhood diagnosis. And, you know, that's where it all stems from. And, you know, as an adult, there's really no help. And that's why I've written the 13-Hour Life Coach book and do the 13-Hour Life Coach podcast as well for adults. because I needed to find the answers, but couldn't find them myself, couldn't find them through other people. And that's how I came up with my own ideas, really. Yeah. And, you know, Giovanni, just don't worry about it. It is your superpower. It's a wonderful thing to have. Just embrace the whole thing, and you're going to be absolutely fine. That's, you know, I know I'm an adult and I'm a bit bigger than you are, but we've still got the same thing. And, you know, we join together and we just move forwards. And that's really the best thing we can do.
I absolutely love it. And so for all of the listeners and everyone who's going to be watching this as well, can you let the people know where can they maybe get in touch with you if they're hearing something and it's invoking an emotion and they want to listen to your podcast because they think, hey, you know what? I want to hear more directly about that. Can they get in touch with you somewhere? How can they do that?
Yeah, my email is simonjamesa893@gmail.com. And online, my book is available, The 13-Hour Life Coach, everywhere now, but mostly by lulu.com. And also, if people listen to The 13-Hour Life Coach podcast, which starts today with season 4, you know, just have a listen, and I cover so many topics and in English and German, and soon I'll be doing French versions as well. So this is what we do with ADHD. We learn so much, and we can use it and give it back. You know, so that's where I can be. That's where people can find me.
All right. So thank you so very much. We're going to get ready to wrap up. So Simon, hold on for 1 second. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to sincerely thank you all for being a part here. Just one question. This is something that we just wanted to try. And if you're enjoying what you're hearing, make sure you give us a review, a 5-star review, subscribe and like, and send us your questions. We want to hear subjects that you want to talk about and that you want to hear. So we sincerely appreciate that. And as I always say, remember, keep living while you are alive.